That's where this has been set.
Today's regular notice of the meeting of the Council of Governments beginning at 1:00 Tuesday, October the 15th, here on third floor, Union Building. We welcome all of you here. Do we have anybody who's joining us via Zoomage? Okay. Having said that, the first item is consideration of the previous meeting minutes of August 20th, 2024.
Chairman, move to approve.
Second.
Motion and second. Thank you, Commissioner and Mayor. All in favor, say aye.
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 Aye. Our financial update is going to be given by
Camille. You can do that.
Camille.
Yeah.
Sure.
Thanks, Camille.
Chi-Chi would be great. So, right now, unobligated funds for preservation, $1,463,693.53. For construction grant fund, $1,723,612.57. And the revolving loan fund, $59,117.01. And so, available funds, I mean, that's the available funds, so we're applying that.
Okay. Well, some of our action items involve that update. Any questions on the financial update? Okay. It's not labeled as a action item, but that's simply an update. Item four, then, is a transfer of $1 million from the preservation fund to the construction grant fund. Sounds like from the numbers we have the money in there to do that. So, any discussion on that item, or who's representing it?
Is the transfer just so they can pay for the construction of these other, the request for items? Todd, do you want to explain that?
Yeah, it's an internal transfer. We do have the funding available to meet Ivan's request. However, it's not in the right funding.
These categories.
From what they've told us, they plan to build this road in the next year or two. And so that should come out of what's called the construction grant fund. The preservation fund is for property that probably isn't meant to be built for at least 4 years. And so that's why we're transferring enough into that construction grant fund to possibly meet the next two requests that are on there. Because there's only $1.7 million in that fund, and there's $2.1 million in requests. So we put this first on the agenda so that you could transfer it over, then you can look at the other requests, and then you could go ahead and grant those if you want to. Doesn't mean you have to, but you'd have the funding available. So that's why we put this first on the agenda. Any questions on that? It doesn't need to be that much. It could be $500,000, but we just thought $1 million, a nice round number to try to even out the two funds that usually get used.
Okay.
Changing them, there's not a restriction that if we decided to send some money back to the preservation instead of construction, there's not a restriction on how often you change it.
Nope. Last meeting we took $1 million from the revolving loan fund, which nobody wants to use, and put it into the preservation fund. Now we're taking some of that money and putting it in the construction grant fund because that's where it's needed this time.
Okay, I'll make a motion that we transfer $1 million from the preservation fund to the construction grant fund.
I'll second that.
Motion and a second. Thank you, Mayor. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Item number five, the next item is an action item. Also, Ivan City requests $700,000 funding from the construction grant fund to pay for right-of-way for their western corridor along the Black Desert property.
So my question here is, who owns the property now? So where the road is.
Tom Jorgensen is here.
So Black Desert has already deeded over a significant portion of the western corridor through kind of past where their development ends. And then from that point on, it's still owned by them entirely. And that portion is about, I can't remember the lineal footage, but They've already dedicated a certain portion of roadway, and then this portion of roadway doesn't abut any of their development.
Do they plan to develop that section later?
They do not.
Does this help with their through traffic anyway, coming and going two directions, or is this just for Ivan City? If you pick this extra road up.
I think both. Yeah, we definitely want the Western Corridor going through there. It provides us another east-west corridor. But I would imagine that it would be used by Black Desert as well, since...
For sure it will. They have facilities down there that will be accessed with this. We're bringing it up now because we're nervous what that land's going to be worth next week.
But my concern is sometimes preservation is really important because you're going to purchase it at a lower cost. Sometimes if it is going to be developed and they're going to have to dedicate it and pay for it, it's hard for development not to pay for itself. So that's my question.
Tom, you can go ahead. But they're required to put in a portion of the road, right, that satisfies the demands of their development. The rest of it has to come from the city or through this kind of funding.
How the city's kind of worked in the past is we have the developers dedicate a certain portion of what we think is a fair amount of right-of-way. In the past, it's usually about 50 to 60 feet, and then anything beyond that, we would say, well, just because they happen to be next to a pretty major facility, we think it's unfair for them to pay beyond that 50 to 60 feet. So in this case, Black Desert actually paid for probably, I don't know, dedicated about three-quarters of what was going to be required of them to dedicate for the Western Corridor. And then this last portion, it doesn't abut any of their development. And so they actually won't ever really need to build that portion. But they are building and dedicating that other kind of three-quarters of that portion through their property.
That makes sense. I'm just wondering if they don't have to build that last quarter, maybe they just donate the land. They don't have to build the road. They don't have to pay for the road, but giving the land over, landowner. I'm just thinking development. Our citizens always say developers need to pay for development. Mm-hmm. You know, and here we want $700,000 just to buy a little more right of way that goes through the developer's land.
Yeah.
That's just you know.
Yeah. So they actually have an agreement. So the city is not going to be building the roadway either. So Black Desert and The Retreat, who owns the property to the west of there, they're going to be building the road.
Well, that gets us to the next item.
Yeah, they're going to be building the road together. I think the current agreement right now says the Black Desert will build the grading and then the road base, and then The Retreat will come in and build the trail and the asphalt.
I'm just looking at the Retreat and Black Desert. That's $2.1 million coming up the cog. So, just concerns. We're just going through, and I was just going through developers' land from one developer to another developer. That's the way I see it, you know. And I'm not trying to be an ass, but that's just a lot of money to buy land for developers to. More development. So.
And just as a little bit of background on this, we have purchased other pieces of this road. It goes from Old Highway 91 over to Snow Canyon Parkway. This will be the last pieces that tie it all together. There may be one piece that may need to be widened, but this should complete that. Now, we've purchased most of it through COG funds over the years. It's come in a heck of a lot cheaper back when we bought it 10 years ago instead of now. But this does complete the last portion of that. So it's not unprecedented.
Yes,
it's done before.
True, and I've been here, and there's been at least five for Old Highway 91, but they haven't been developing. It's been people that aren't developing, so it's easier to say, okay, well, they're not developing this. I don't know.
I have a question. Victoria, I think you need to be very careful how you treat people, right? Everybody has to be treated fairly. We're
regardless of whether it be a big developer or a small developer.
True.
And so wouldn't this have already, should have been in like a development agreement if it was something that was seen as kind of an asset or needed infrastructure for the development to proceed, it would have been in their development agreement.
Not every development has a development agreement. I know that's the case for a lot of smaller cities and for the county.
Okay.
If this is extra width, then it's on the agenda because we need the extra width, right?
Uh-huh.
I think that's what Todd's kind of hinting at there. But I don't know the exact parameters of these two developments. I imagine Black Desert has a very long and strong development agreement, but it might not relate to this particular part of the
road. I just want to bring up that this is not just a road that services these projects. They have, in fact, dedicated the amount of right-of-way that satisfies the demands of their developments. This is also the top end of the Western Corridor, so it's a roadway of regional significance to get people across, you know, north to south, across that end of the county. So that's why you're seeing this appeal, is that the developers have really done everything that they're obligated to. We don't have any mechanism to insist on any more, because we can't demonstrate that the traffic that they're going to generate requires more than that. So this becomes a question of whether we complete this section of the Western Corridor, or if we leave it simply a collector road for the two developments that are adjacent to it. So I know it's a lot of money, and I'm going to abstain from voting, but I think that's an important consideration.
Well, as long as Ivan's will build it as pretty as you did the Snow Canyon Parkway, then
it's designed to be just that way, and you'll get to enjoy more roundabouts.
I really don't mind roundabouts, to be honest.
I was on your roundabout yesterday.
I'm a pro roundabout person.
He's right that you have no leverage over a developer absent them developing inside that development agreement. And I don't know, do you have any development agreement with the retreat?
Right? We do. Well.
But they've already dedicated
yes,
the width.
Yes, we
of
do
roadway.
Now, just barely passed. Huh?
They've already
yeah.
dedicated the width. That
now, that's the point, is we've got a road going through there that they could build and would take care of all their needs, present and future. But the Western Corridor component of this adds a regional traffic through it. And I was halfway joking, but I am dead serious. You know, somebody made the comment it was a lot cheaper 10 years ago. Well, 10 years from now, it's going to be staggering.
I don't know if it's a function of the dollar value going down or the property value going up.
It's the property value going up, baby.
Yeah, that's well, I will make a motion that we adopt the request of Ivan City for the $700,000 to fund the construction grant to pay for the right-of-way for the Western Corridor along Black Desert property.
I'll second that.
Motion and a second. Excellent conversation. Part of what we're here for. Do we still, with Adam had to step out and take a call, do we still have a voting majority or quorum?
Back.
Well,
back.
Yeah, we do have a quorum because it's okay if you have standings, you still have
a quorum.
Yeah.
All right, so we have a motion and a second. Thank you both. All in favor of the motion for item 5, say aye.
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 Aye. Any opposed?
Abstain.
One abstention. Noted. Thank you very much. The next item, also from Iowa City, requests $1.4 million. Funding for the construction grant fund to pay for right-of-way for their Western Corridor along the retreat at Snow Canyon property.
So is this just a longer section? More land?
On the
yes.
other side.
Okay. This is a longer section. This
okay.
is
I don't need to. I just curious would make sure we're not paying more money for the same amount of land.
Go all the way through. Yeah,
so. They took out the bonus to the mayor.
Yeah.
That's
the first one.
Okay.
Second one. I'll motion that we approve item six, the $1.4 million for the right-of-way through Western Corridor of Retreat is no gain. I'll second that motion.
Motion and a second. Thank you. Any questions? All in favor of that motion, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed?
Abstain.
Abstain again. Noted. All right. Any other things that are not on the agenda, we'll adjourn, but...
I will say thank you. Is it okay to say thank you?
We all want these kind of connections.
Is that where the roundabout goes? Or
there's a couple of them along there.
There's two of them.
All right. Three, technically.
Okay. It's going to be beautiful. All of those in favor of adjourning, say